Welcome back to the Software Delivery Notebook, powered by Notebook LM. Today we're diving deep into the world of software deployments, specifically in the U.S., and you've given us a report chock full of data, so we're here to help you make sense of it all.
Yeah, always fascinating stuff.
Get ready for some surprises, because the landscape might not be what you expect.
Exactly. Yeah, it's always interesting to see how these deployment patterns emerge across the country.
Yeah.
You know, it's like looking at a map of tech activity, and it kind of gives us these clues about, you know, regional strength, potential growth areas, all that.
Okay, so let's just jump right in.
Let's do it.
This report is based on data from over 5,000 Octopus instances.
Yeah.
And it really highlights some interesting trends.
Mm-hmm.
For starters, it reveals the states leading the pack in software deployments.
And as you might expect, the usual suspects are right up there.
Yeah.
New York, Texas, California.
Mm-hmm.
But what's striking is not just their dominance,
yeah,
it's the sheer volume difference between them and other states.
Right. The report shows New York is deploying 3.4 times more software than Wisconsin.
Wow.
Which comes in at number 10 on the list.
That's a huge gap.
That's a pretty significant gap, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Yeah. It really speaks to the concentration of tech activity in certain regions and how those hubs really drive the overall deployment landscape.
Totally.
But it gets even more interesting when we start looking at deployments relative to population.
Ah, yes. The report calls this the Population Deployment Index.
I love that.
I love this because it uncovers some hidden powerhouses.
Yes.
Places that might not be on everyone's radar.
Exactly. Take Illinois, for example.
Okay.
It might not crack the top three for overall deployments,
mm-hmm,
but when you look at deployments per capita,
right,
it actually surpasses larger states like Florida.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
So for you listening, what does this tell us about Illinois' tech scene compared to Florida's?
Right.
It seems like they're punching above their weight, so to speak. What could be driving this difference?
Well, it suggests a few possibilities.
And
perhaps Illinois has a higher concentration of companies that rely heavily on frequent software releases, right?
Oh, interesting.
Think about industries like fintech or e-commerce, where rapid innovation is key.
Right. Or maybe there's something about the tech workforce in Illinois.
Oh, could be.
Could they be particularly productive or efficient in their development processes?
Mm-hmm.
It definitely raises some interesting questions about the factors that contribute to deployment frequency.
And that's just one example.
Yeah.
This Population Deployment Index really highlights how important it is to look beyond the raw numbers and consider the context of each state's tech ecosystem.
100%. Now, let's shift gears and zoom in on the cities leading the deployment charge.
Okay.
The report identifies the top five as New York, Boston, Clark, New Jersey.
Okay.
Austin and Plano, Texas.
Interesting.
So usual suspects there for sure.
Yes, but even within this list, there are some surprises.
Yeah.
Clark, New Jersey at number three.
I know, right?
That's not a city that typically springs to mind when you think about major tech hubs.
It really isn't. And that's what makes this data so compelling.
I know.
It challenges our assumptions about where tech activity is concentrated, makes you wonder what factors are at play in Clark, New Jersey that are driving those impressive deployment numbers.
Exactly. It highlights how tech hubs can emerge in unexpected places.
Yeah.
You know, there might be specific industries clustered there, maybe a thriving startup scene, or even the presence of a few key companies that are just pushing the boundaries of software development.
That's a great point. And speaking of unexpected findings,
This
report's top cities for deployments don't align perfectly with another interesting metric, Bloomberg's 2019 Brain Concentration Index.
Oh, right.
Which looked at areas with the highest concentrations of STEM professionals.
Okay.
So that's a really important point to consider.
It is.
It raises questions about the relationship between having a large pool of tech talent and actually translating that talent into software output.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could have a city brimming with brilliant engineers. But if the companies there aren't deploying frequently, are they truly maximizing their potential? It seems like there's more to this story than just having raw talent available.
Precisely. It suggests that other factors are at play.
Like what?
Company culture, for instance, could be a big influence, right?
Uh-huh.
Do companies encourage rapid iteration and experimentation?
Right.
Or are they more risk-averse with these longer development cycles?
Yeah, and let's not forget about investment in automation.
Of course.
Companies that embrace automation in their software delivery processes are likely to deploy more frequently.
Absolutely, and even the types of software being developed can influence deployment frequency.
How so?
Are they building complex enterprise systems that require rigorous testing?
Right.
Or are they focused on lightweight web applications that can be updated more rapidly?
So many factors to consider.
It really is. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion
Yeah.
to understand the complexities of the software development landscape.
Okay, so we've talked about the states and cities leading the deployment charge.
Mm-hmm.
We've explored the Population Deployment Index and uncovered some hidden powerhouses.
Yes.
And we've touched on the fascinating disconnect between raw talent pools and actual software output.
A lot of interesting stuff.
All of this leads us to another key aspect of the report, growth trends.
Oh, okay.
Which states are rapidly accelerating their deployment rates, and what might that tell us about the future of the U.S. software landscape?
Now, that's a question that deserves its own deep dive.
It sure does.
Yeah.
So let's talk growth. The report highlights some states that are really, you know, stepping on the gas when it comes to deployment rates. California, for instance, has seen some incredible momentum.
Yeah.
Growing at almost twice the rate of Texas.
That's right. And if this trend continues, California could very well overtake Texas in total deployments in the not-so-distant future.
Yeah.
It would be a significant shift in the landscape, and it really speaks to the dynamism of the tech industry.
It's like a race is unfolding, and California is gaining ground fast. And it's not just California making moves. The report also points to New Jersey and Ohio as potential climbers in the rankings.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is that while past deployment growth can give us some clues, it doesn't necessarily guarantee future trends.
Yikes.
States that saw significant increases in 2024 might not have the same need for rapid growth in 2025.
Right.
It's a constantly evolving environment.
It's like watching a stock market ticker. You can analyze past performance, but predicting the future is a different ballgame altogether.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so exciting. There are so many variables at play, from economic conditions to emerging technologies that can influence deployment patterns.
And let's not forget about shifts in company strategies.
Of course.
A company that was focused on rapid growth and expansion last year might prioritize stability and consolidation this year, which could impact their deployment frequency.
Absolutely. So while it's tempting to look at these growth rates and try to extrapolate, it's important to remember that the software development world is incredibly dynamic. What's hot today might be old news tomorrow.
It's a world that rewards adaptability and a willingness to embrace change. Speaking of embracing change, I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The comparison between this report's deployment data and Bloomberg's 2019 Brain Concentration Index.
Oh, yeah, right? That's a really intriguing point. The fact that the cities leading in deployments don't perfectly overlap with those having the highest concentrations of STEM professionals suggests that raw talent alone isn't the magic ingredient for software success.
It's like having a pantry full of gourmet ingredients, but lacking the culinary skills to turn them into a delicious meal.
That's a great analogy. It really highlights how crucial other factors are in translating talent into tangible results. Things like company culture, organizational agility, and even the specific types of software being developed play a vital role.
So while having a strong talent pool is certainly important, it's not the be-all and end-all.
Right.
It's about creating an environment where that talent can truly flourish and reach its full potential.
Precisely. And that's a valuable insight for anyone involved in building and growing a tech ecosystem. It's not just about attracting talent. It's about cultivating an environment that fosters innovation, collaboration, and productivity.
It's about creating a recipe for success that goes beyond simply having the right ingredients. It's about understanding how those ingredients interact, how to combine them in the right proportions, and how to adapt the recipe as needed to create something truly exceptional.
And just like a master chef constantly refines their techniques, a thriving tech ecosystem must constantly evolve and adapt to stay ahead of the curve.
So we've covered a lot of ground today, from dominant deployers and hidden powerhouses to growth trends and the importance of environmental factors. But here's the thing, we've only scratched the surface. This data sparks so many more questions, so many avenues for further exploration.
It really does. For instance, we've seen that deployment rates are increasing in many areas, but what's fueling that growth? Is it a specific industry that's booming, perhaps fintech or healthcare, or maybe it's a surge in venture capital funding flowing into particular regions?
And what about the role of government initiatives designed to promote tech innovation? Could those be a factor?
These are all excellent questions.
Yeah.
And answering them would give us even deeper insights into the forces shaping the U.S. software landscape.
Exactly. It's like we've been given a treasure map, and now we're eager to dig deeper and uncover the hidden gems.
This report has provided us with a fantastic overview.
Yeah.
But the real insights come from asking those why and how questions and then exploring the data further to find the answers.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I have one final question for you, our listener.
Okay.
What stood out most to you during our exploration? What sparked your curiosity?
Good question.
What will you be keeping an eye on in the future?
Because the U.S. software landscape is constantly evolving and the future is brimming with possibilities, staying curious and engaged is key.
That's right. We've given you the highlights, but the real journey of discovery starts now. So keep diving, keep exploring, and keep those questions coming. Until next time. And you know what else I'm curious about? The actual software being deployed. Are we seeing certain categories like AI-powered solutions or cloud-based platforms taking the lead?
Right.
Or is the growth spread across a more diverse range of software types?
Yeah, those are the questions, aren't they? Answering them would give us a much richer understanding of what's shaping the U.S. software landscape.
Totally. It's like we've been handed this detailed map, but it only shows the major landmarks. Now we need to zoom in and explore the hidden trails and uncharted territories.
It's all about going beyond the surface-level observations and delving into the underlying factors that are driving these trends. That's where the real insights lie.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into this data, I have one final question for you. What stood out most to you during our exploration? What sparked your curiosity? Which trends or findings will you be keeping a particularly close eye on in the future?
You know, the U.S. software landscape is a dynamic and ever-evolving ecosystem. It's full of surprises and hidden potential waiting to be discovered.
That's right. We've given you a taste of what's happening, but the real journey of discovery starts now. So keep diving, keep exploring, and stay curious. Until next time.